Malaysia's largest airport. Before he died, Kim is said to have been sprayed in the face with some sort of chemical. I'm Richard Davies, ABC News.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest is Thursday, sunny skies, upper 60s. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear, low at 37. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. For Friday, we're still looking at sunny skies with a high of 69. Friday night, mostly clear, low at 37. And Saturday, mostly sunny. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Currently, it's 35.
Celebrating more than a half century of service to the community, Dezeen Enterprises, Carpet and Furniture of Washington, featuring a large selection of in-stock carpet, vinyl, luxury vinyl, laminate, and ceramic, residential and commercial. For quality and prices, it pays to check with Dezeen's before you buy. Celebrating 53 years in business, Dezeen Enterprises, Carpet and Furniture on the Square in Washington. Find them online at DezeenFloors.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. I'm Rick Everett. Kansas Governor Sam Brownback confirmed yesterday that he and two of his top aides received letters from the U.S. Justice Department telling them that the federal government intercepted phone calls between them and an ex-legislator's number. The Kansas Senate's top two leaders also received the same letter dealing with phone calls in 2015 from a number for then-State Senator Michael O'Donnell, a Wichita Republican who now serves on his local county commission in Sedgwick County. The governor says he will not sign a bill advanced by the Kansas House that would increase personal income taxes to help balance the state budget. While Brownback stopped short yesterday of saying he would veto the bill, he strongly criticized the measure during a speech to members of the National Federation of Independent Businesses. And Wichita businessman Wink Hartman announced yesterday he's running for governor. Mid-America Network News.
It's O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, purchase 5 quarts of Castrol GTX High Mileage Motor Oil for $21.95 and earn 150 O'Rewards Points. Protect your engine with Castrol GTX High Mileage Motor Oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. One click and my job was posted to 200-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200-plus job sites. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
Some state law enforcement officials skeptical of two Kansas bills backed by Secretary of State Chris Kobach that would pull officers into federal immigration law enforcement. The bills would train Kansas Highway Patrol officers trained to help enforce federal immigration law and crack down on sanctuary cities. A Senate committee had a hearing on the two bills yesterday. Gun rights advocates have sent a strong signal that they still have enough clout in the Republican-controlled Kansas legislature to make sure that concealed firearms are allowed in hospitals and on university campuses starting this summer. The House Federal and State Affairs Committee yesterday narrowly rejected a bill that would have allowed the University of Kansas Medical Center in Kansas City to continue banning concealed guns. And Kansas already has topped the death count from influenza for last season this year. The latest data from KDHE shows 23 deaths this season have been directly blamed on the flu. Mid-America Network News.
Innovation. It doesn't always come easy, but it's always worth the struggle. We at Blue Valley Telecommunications understand how important innovation is to technology. As we look back on the past 60 years, we see how we've transformed telephone service through cables strung on fence posts to telephone, TV, and even high-speed internet over state-of-the-art fiber optic cables. As your technology provider, we're proud to have served you for the past 60 years and look forward to continuing to do that for years to come.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. I'm Rick Everett. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts has approved more than $137 million in cuts from the state budget in the fiscal year that runs through June 30th. Ricketts signed the budget bill into law surrounded by members of the legislature's Appropriations Committee. The governor says it's an important step toward addressing the projected $895 million state revenue shortfall. Authorities say a motorcyclist has died after a collision with a car in Hastings. The crash occurred a little after 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon. A Nebraska state trooper says the car was driven by a Hastings woman and pulled out in front of the motorcycle, which was being driven by a 23-year-old man, also from Hastings. Authorities say the man died later at a hospital. The 62-year-old woman was treated at the hospital for minor injuries. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
When's the best time to buy Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 40 years straight? Now is the time, during Ford Truck Month, at your Midwest Ford dealers.
Let me hear you say truck, yeah, let's crank it on up, yeah, till the sun comes up, yeah.
It's Ford Truck Month. Get to your Midwest Ford dealers for once-a-year savings on Ford F-150 and the all-new Ford Super Duty. The best-selling trucks in America for 40 straight years. The all-new Super Duty is the toughest, smartest, most capable Super Duty ever. An F-150 combines greater strength and less weight with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and steel frame. Works harder so you can work smarter. And if there's ever a time to buy one, it's now. With huge cash rebates, super low financing, and special limited time Truck Month offers. Hurry to your Midwest Ford dealers today and let me hear you say,
yeah! Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday. A request by USD 364 to vacate a short portion of Spring Street near the junior senior high was presented. Consensus was to allow no traffic during construction. No action was taken on a long-term request at this time. A waiver of the $8,309 building permit fee was denied on a 3-4 vote, with Boss, Ekus, Gross, and Schroeder voting no. The city had waived the fee for the elementary construction project. A lengthy discussion regarding use of the pool sales tax funds for improvements at Feldhausen Field brought no decisions on a request for improvements to the stands, press box, restrooms, and concessions prior to the community hosting the State Legion baseball tournament this summer. The rec director was advised to return next meeting with cost estimates for further consideration. The issue of using funds earmarked for the new swimming pool for other projects has been an ongoing source of disagreement. Council members were reminded of a public meeting of the Zoning and Planning Board to consider new and updated state regulations to the city code. Consensus of that March 9th meeting will then be forwarded to the council for approval. Application for Heritage Trust Fund grants for repairs to the Mexican restaurant occupying the South Kester House was not approved by the state. The city voted to move forward with $32,000 to replace the front steps and $22,000 to repair or replace the columns. It's hoped this effort may improve the city's chance at grant funding in future rounds. In a related matter, the Historic Union Pacific Depot Society had also applied for a Heritage Trust Fund grant to address stucco replacement to the building exterior, which was removed for asbestos abatement when the structure was acquired from the railroad. That request also did not receive funding in this round. The 5-year street seal plan and 2017 asphalt work were reviewed. Matching funds were approved for a waste tire grant that will provide rubber mulch at various city park facilities. A bid for parts for the North Street waterline repair were higher than expected. Following discussion, it was approved to move forward with CES Group for engineering services. The discussion brought forward concern with approving those services without going out for bids. $210,000 was approved for continuing additional work on the cured-in-place pipe repair project initiated last year. No action was taken on a $108,000 proposal to replace the Strata system, which controls city water and sewer lift station sites. Impact on the salary budget of a bonus or merit pay raise plan was discussed. The mayor again expressed concern with available funds in the general budget and the state limitations on increasing the budget past inflation targets without voter approval. The city has received no qualified applicants for the swimming pool manager position and will look to outlying communities for potential candidates. Two executive sessions were held with no decisions rendered or action taken. Evelyn J. Hamilton, age 66, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday, 11 a.m. at St. Mark's Lutheran Church, Waterville. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. In charge of arrangements for Evelyn Jo Hamilton. Betty L. Hansen, age 76, of Belleville, formerly of Morrillville, passed away Monday. Funeral service Friday at 1 p.m. at the Tibbetts Fisher Funeral Home, Belleville. Burial in the Morrillville Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 1 until 8, at the Tibbetts Fisher Funeral Home of Belleville, in charge of arrangements for Betty Hansen. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, pork loin, cheesy potato, a muffin, Malibu blend, and apple crisp. Tomorrow, cheeseburger soup, turkey and Swiss sandwich, veggie plate, and fruit cocktail. Check of a school and community calendar, Marysville Junior High Boys Basketball will host Wamego this afternoon. Grades 3 and 4 vocal music program this evening at 7. American Red Cross Bloodmobile at the Axel Community Building today from noon until 6. KNDY News Time is 7:15.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a new and improved mobile banking app for your smartphone. Simply search UBT Mobile in the App Store and download. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Well, we have an upper level ridge overhead bringing us warmer than average temperatures as we head throughout the rest of this Thursday, all the way through the weekend and into the early parts of next week. With a surface high pressure system, that's going to bring us dry weather as well over the next several days, and won't see a chance for precipitation until late Sunday night and into Monday. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of Thursday, sunny skies, upper 60s. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. Tonight, mostly clear, low at 37. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. As we head into Friday, we'll have sunny skies with a high of 69. Friday night, mostly clear with a low near 37. For Saturday, mostly sunny skies. We'll see temperatures at 65. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low near 41. For Sunday, mostly sunny, temperatures at 68. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-February, 45. Record high on this date may be in jeopardy. 72 set back in 1947. The average low, 24. The record low is 7 below zero in 1936. Sunset this evening, 6:01. Sunrise in the morning at 7:11. 36 degrees in Marysville this morning. South winds already in at 10 to 15 miles an hour. That's check on the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 16th of February. KNDY News Time is 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
A full slate of games on the hardwood. Hi, everyone. I'm Dave Packer reporting on sports. The defending champs have won three straight.
The Cavs own their largest lead. A George pass hit by Korver. Jumper grabs it up ahead to Korver. He lays it up and in. What a night. What a night for Kyle Korver. He gets the steal. He now has 20 points.
On WTAM, Korver finished the game with 22, and the Cavs defeat the Pacers 113 to 104. Boston has won 9 of their last 10.
Isaiah spins away from McConnell, keeps the dribble alive, kicks out to the corner, waiting Horford. 3, got it.
Boy, he has more of those big ones like that late in the game.
On WBZ, the Celtics top the 76ers 116 to 106. Boston is just 2.5 games behind Cleveland for first in the Eastern Conference. The Warriors put their loss to the Nuggets behind them.
Durant waits, back to Clay. Clay about a 30-footer. Got it! Are you kidding me?
On 95.7 The Game, Golden State bested Sacramento 109-86. Staying in the NBA, the Spurs picked up another road win.
T.J. Augustin on Parker. Tony drives on him. Lobs to the rim. Slam dunk Dwayne Dedmon. Beautiful play by Tony Parker. And Dedmon's got a double-double. 10 points and 10 boards. He is 5 of 5 from the field. And the Spurs lead by 22.
On WOAI, San Antonio crushed Orlando 107-79. They're now 24-7 on the road. The Knicks got off to a hot start against the Thunder, but it didn't last.
Westbrook the steal. This could be fun. Westbrook the flush. Atomic athleticism from Russell Westbrook.
On ESPN, OKC bests New York 116-105. College hoops, the 12th-ranked Blue Devils picked up a victory over a ranked opponent.
This has been Tatum's wheelhouse. He launches a three, wow. Gets another one. Boy, he likes it when it gets under 10.
How poised is he for a young player?
On ESPN2, Duke defeated 14th-ranked Virginia 65-55. Dave Packer, ABC Sports.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Kansas Senator Jerry Moran says wheat and sorghum need attention in the next farm bill, along with other key commodities, including cotton and dairy. Legislators and agriculture groups largely focused on cotton and dairy products so far during the early stages of farm bill discussions. In a recent editorial, Moran says lawmakers should not forget the farm crashes in the High Plains. He notes hard red winter wheat acres in Kansas were at the second lowest level in the last 100 years, reflecting the economic reality currently facing wheat producers. Meanwhile, Moran says the threat of sugarcane aphids to sorghum is making it harder to make a profit on the traditionally low input crop, meaning sorghum acres may fall by another 30% this year. Moran says that if farmers from across the nation, of cotton, livestock, wheat, and rice producers included, stand together during the next farm bill, he's confident they can work together to address the critical issues facing growers of every commodity. Japan's prime minister told the nation's parliament this week he's open to a bilateral trade agreement with the U.S. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe says he's not afraid of a free trade agreement with the U.S. if it benefits Japan. Abe made the comments following a visit to the United States to meet with President Trump. The two leaders agreed to launch high-level economic dialogues, including possibly discussing bilateral trade framework. U.S. President Trump prefers bilateral trade deals over multilateral deals, like the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which he withdrew the U.S. from last month. But analysts in Japan predict that compared to trade negotiations involving multiple nations, Japan may find itself facing harsher demands from the U.S. in bilateral talks. And the House Ag Committee held a hearing to review the economic challenges facing rural America. Members heard from several witnesses who highlighted the factors, including low farm commodity prices, declining net farm income, tightening credit conditions, a strong dollar, and unfair trade practices by foreign competitors. Find more ag information online anytime, agview.net. With this Ag Business Update, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, farm conditions are not yet to the 1980s crisis levels, but ag economists told a House Agriculture pre-farm bill hearing that income and debt, if they continue to deteriorate, and we may have to be looking at some changes in the next farm bill to prevent an 80s-style collapse. Net farm income has nearly cut in half over the last 3 years with further erosion likely, according to most experts. In fact, they say 1 in 10 farms are highly leveraged and debt levels are approaching those 1980s crisis levels. United States Department of Agriculture's chief economist Robert Johanson spoke about farm income.
Farm income is expected to remain relatively flat in 2017. Credit availability continues to tighten, but continued resilience in the farm sector is also expected. Reversing the direction of the last 2 years, we do expect to see net cash income rise slightly in from 2016. However, as you mentioned, net farm income, a broader measure, is forecast to fall slightly.
Associate Vice President of the Omaha branch of the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City, Nathan Kaufman, says the scope of the current down economy in agriculture is significant.
A farm crisis on the scale of the 1980s still does not appear imminent, as farm loan delinquency rates remain low and credit availability has generally remained strong. But if farm income remains persistently low, if farmland values continue to decline, and if debt continues to rise, all of which have been trends in recent years, it is possible that key indicators of financial stress, such as debt-to-asset ratios, could rise to levels similar to the 1980s over a longer time horizon.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
For the long, long run, who keeps your hard work and business on track? Who's got the power that's second to none? White Star, White Star, get the job done.
Competition is a good thing. It forces you to be your very best.
At White Star Machinery, home of the dependable and durable Bobcat compact equipment, they never stop trying to get better, and neither does Bobcat. Check out the Bobcat Advantage and watch Bobcat compact equipment go head-to-head with the competition and crush them one by one. More hydraulic horsepower, faster digging cycles, and lots more lifting force is just what you'd expect from the best built in the industry. See for yourself at bobcat.com/advantage. Then, check them out for yourself at White Star Machinery in Wichita, Topeka, Manhattan, Garden City, or Tulsa. White Star Machinery, your authorized Bobcat dealer.
White Star, get the job done. It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry. It is agriculture, of course. The next farm bust is coming. More about that after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
The next farm bust is coming. That headline in the Wall Street Journal recently. It was written by Jesse Newman and Patrick McGroarty, and Ransom, Kansas is the dateline. And they write, the farm belt is hurtling toward a milestone. Soon there will be fewer than 2 million farms in America for the first time since pioneers moved westward after the Louisiana Purchase. Across the heartland, they write, a multi-year slump in prices for corn, wheat, and other farm commodities brought on by a glut of grain worldwide is pushing many farmers further into debt. Some are shutting down, raising concerns that the next few years could bring the biggest wave of farm closures since the 1980s. The U.S. share of the global grain market is less than half of what it was in the 1970s. American farmers' incomes will drop 9% in 2017. That's according to the USDA estimates. And that extends the steepest slide since the Great Depression into a fourth year. Craig Scott, a fifth-generation farmer in Ransom, Kansas, said you keep pinching and pinching and pretty soon there's nothing left to pinch. From his father's porch, the 56-year-old Scott can see the windswept spot where his great-grandparents' sod house stood in 1902 when they planted the first of 1,200 acres on which his family farms alfalfa, sorghum, and wheat today. Even after harvesting one of the best wheat crops ever last year, thanks to plentiful rain and a mild winter, Mr. Scott isn't sure how long they could afford to keep farming the ground. The cost of seed, fertilizer, and equipment climbed so high and grain prices dropped so low that he still lost more than $120 an acre. Afraid to come up short again, Mr. Scott decided last fall not to plant 170 acres of winter wheat, close to a third of the usual amount. American farmers sowed the fewest acres of winter wheat this season in more than a century. Deb Stout, whose sons farm about 2,000 acres in Sterling, Kansas, says nobody just grain farms anymore. She says having a side job seems like the only way to make it work. The Wall Street Journal article goes on to say that farming has always been a boom and bust enterprise. Today, the swings are sharper and less predictable now that the farm economy has become more international, with more countries growing food for export as well as for their own populations. A little bit of the article in the Wall Street Journal headlined, The Next Farm Bust is Coming. Back after this.
It's Firestone Agricultural Solutions. Firestone Farmhand Rewards Program. Through March 31st, earn a $100 Visa gift card on selected radial and bias tractor tires. Earn a $200 reward on selected Firestone radial AD tires. Get tracks for your equipment and reward yourself a $250 Visa gift card per unit. See Farmers Cooperative Milford Tire Branch today for complete details.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Thursday's sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They're expecting 1,400 to 1,500 head of cattle for the sale today, including 15 black cows, 8 to 9 months bred. They're older. 10 black cows, springers, 3 years old. 5 black pairs, running age. Plus 25, Black Steers, Nevers, weighing 4 to 5. 37, weighing 4 to 5, 50. 45, Black and Charlie Cross Steers, Nevers, 450 to 650. 10, Black Heifers, 5 to 6. 5, Black Steers, 550 to 6. 86, Black Steers, Nevers, 650 to 7. 196, weighing 550 to 850. 35, Black Steers, 6 to 7. 6, Black Heifers, weighing 6 to 7. 25, Black Steers, Nevers, 6 to 750. 17, weighing 6 to 750. 80 Red and Black Steers, Nevers, weighing 6 to 8. 20 Red Steers, Nevers, 6 to 8. 10 Black Heifers, 650 to 7. 50 Black Steers, Nevers, 650 to 850. 25 Black Heifers, 7 to 750. 60 Charlotte Cross Steers, Nevers, weigh 7 to 850. 85 Black Steers, Nevers, 7 to 8. 45 Black Heifers, 775 to 8 and a quarter, with 63 weighing in at 8 to 8 and a quarter. 60 Black and Red Steers, Nevers, weigh 8 to 9. 30 Black Steers, Nevers, 8 to 9. 120 Black Steers, 9 to 9 and a quarter. And 62 Red Steers, 9 to 9 and a quarter. Those are late consignment listings for the sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. 36 degrees in Marysville this morning, 65 on the high side. Maybe near record high temperatures for the next couple of days.
When you're raising cattle, you're running a business, and the path to a profit isn't always clear. Our ag specialists have expertise in all aspects of raising livestock. So when you need help keeping your cattle on the right path and could use some financial perspective, talk to us. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has the Silverado Extended Cab Z71 pickup on trade, a Ford F-150 Extended Cab. They have a GMC Denali, it's like new, and a 2002 Jeep Liberty. Test drive these in on trade at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, good Thursday, I'm Rick Averett. Connor Frankham scored 14 points to lead a balanced offense as Wichita State led wire-to-wire and defeated Southern Illinois 87-68 last night. Landry Shamet and Marcus McDuffie each scored 13 points. Shaquille Morris and Rauno Nurger added 12 apiece as Wichita State made 35 of 63 shots, 56%, and 10 of 16 three-pointers. The Shockers now 24-4, 14-1 in Missouri Valley Conference play. Solomon Young scored a season-high 18 points and 8 of 10 shooting and grabbed 12 rebounds to lead Iowa State to an 87-79 win over Kansas State last night. After shooting 34% in the first half, Kansas State shot 58% in the second, an 11-0 run.